Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A video has gone viral, and I'm sure most of you have noticed. This is the Greenpeace protester being jostled out of an afternoon speech. Now, the Greenpeace have accused the UK minister, Mark Field, of assaulting one of its protesters at a black tie dinner in London yesterday. A clip of the incident, which shows the Conservative MP Mark Field pushing the woman against the pillar before grabbing her by the back of the neck and marching her out the door. And you can take a look at the video, by the way, on our Facebook page. It's actually on our Facebook page now. If you go to www.facebook.com/ Niall Boylan at night, or just do the search for the Niall Boylan Show. And I'm sure, look, if you do a quick search on Twitter, you will find it as well there. It's everywhere at the moment. Now, at least one Labour MP has called for Field, who's Foreign Office Minister, to be sacked or suspended. Now, it seems he has been suspended, but some colleagues have defended his actions. The woman was part of a Greenpeace protest that saw dozens of women dressed in red dresses interrupting a speech by the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond. Now, instead of assaulting peaceful women protesters, Mark Field would be better off spending his time tackling the climate emergency, according to Greenpeace. And a statement issued to the UK media, including Sky News, Field said he acted instinctively. He actually mentioned the fact that he thought there might have been a gun. He said, "A major security breach occurred at the dinner and I attended last night, when a large number of protesters suddenly and noisily stormed into the Mansion House. In the confusion, many guests understandably felt threatened, and one of the protesters rushed past me towards the top table. I instinctively reacted. There was no security present, and I'm for a split second genuinely worried she might actually have been armed. As a result, I grasped the intruder firmly in order to remove her from the room as swiftly as possible. I deeply regret this episode and unreservedly apologise to the lady concerned for grabbing her. But in the current climate, I felt..." Ironic, he says climate. "I felt the need to act decisively to close down the threat to make sure those present were safe." Now, the Labour MP Dawn Butler was among those who called for Field to be sacked. Of course she did. "This is horrific. Conservative Foreign Minister, Office Minister Mark Field violently grabs a woman as she protests about climate change at a banker's banquet. This appears to be assault. He must be immediately suspended or sacked due to the violence against this woman." Now, lots of people have had their say in it. One of Field's party colleagues, Peter Bottomley, defended his actions. "He intervened. I congratulate him for that. I would have done the same myself. Although she may have been harmless, others won't be." And Bottomley said, citing politicians who've been killed or assaulted in the past. So I want to get your thoughts on this. Do you agree with his suspension? Now, they're suggesting he should be sacked. He's already been suspended. But do you agree that he should have been sacked or suspended for what he did? Have you watched the video? I'll try and describe it for those who haven't seen it. So here's this after this evening dinner, black tie dinner. There's about 200 people at it. There are speakers up on a stage area, obviously, because, they're all talking about different things that, concern government. It was an invite only. They're all MPs and ministers, etc., and people of notability. And all of a sudden, all these women in red dresses run in, and you can see them. There is a video, if you search online, of them actually entering the building and jostling everybody, screaming into everybody's face. And one of them runs the length of the building, and she's running along, which is a long table, between a wall and a long table. And Mark Field is quite about, I'd say he's about three people from the end. And you could see that he catches her in the corner of his eye running past. So he turns to his right, grabs her, pushes her against a pillar, pulls her hand as somebody would, a security officer or a police, puts pulls her hand up around her neck and pushes her out and holds her out the door, brings her out the door. Now, he didn't jostle her to the ground. He didn't sexually assault her. He didn't punch her, hit her, kick her, but he restrained her against the wall to stop her moving and pushed her out the door. I personally see nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing. And I can tell you now, if that was a male protester, we wouldn't be discussing this today. The only reason we're discussing it is because it's a woman. But she did exactly the same as a male protester would do. I see nothing wrong with it. Yes, I suppose the untrained eye, it does seem like he went a bit over the top when you watch the video. But you have to understand the position he was in. Here's a woman who's not part of the dinner, who's a protester clearly, who's quite excited and shouting, and she's running past him towards the stage. We've seen in the past what has happened with protesters. Milkshakes, Somebody suggested battery acid during the week should be thrown at people in relation to climate change and all that kind of thing. And, you know, and last year, sadly, or the year before, so to say, we had an MP shot dead on the street by somebody who didn't agree with him. So was he right to do what he did? To restrain her? To grab her by the back? Well, when you say grab her by the back of the neck, it's kind of hard to describe that. You'd have to see the video. Her hand, he actually had her hand up around her neck and was holding her to stop her, to immobilise her somewhat. And he had her by the back because she had a strap on her, a bag, and he had her by that at the back and holding onto the back of her neck and basically ran out the door with her himself. Was he right to do it? I tell you what, I'm going to put my cards on the table and say he was 100% within his right to restrain and to take this woman out the door. I believe absolutely. If it was a man we were talking about today, if this was a male protester, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It's because it's a woman. So let me know what you think. Did he go over the top? The number is 087-188-0008. Carl, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Carl?
Nice to talk to you again, Niall. Niall, can I just take a liberty by saying I really much enjoyed your programme on the green thing.
Oh, which green thing was that?
When the green movement, you were on it last week, and I always seem to be a bit of a wimp when it comes to talking to you. I always agree with you, but I'm dying to see. I was listening to Patronising Pascal on the radio today,
right,
about his taxes. I'm dying to see exactly who's going to vote for the Green Party in the next election, which I reckon will be next year.
It depends on how well the government performed, because I think the Green Party vote is usually a protest vote, to be honest with you.
That's the point I'm making. I'm dying to see how many votes they get when people might say this is going to cost me money if they're in power.
Absolutely.
And the second thing is, I won't get a chance to ring you. I only heard today, Noel, and I know you have a doggy yourself and you're into the animals, this thing about the more and more people now, if it wasn't the case in the past, more and more people were sending their dogs back to the welfare people because they can't keep them in apartments.
Oh, okay. And what would you do? Would you get rid of your dog?
I'm totally again. I mean, I never get rid of my animal. And
no, I'd rather find another apartment.
And I think
I'd sneak him in.
And I do exactly the same, Noel, and landlords. I mean, this is ridiculous because we've enough animals being returned. Now, I did see, to get to your subject, I did see the video. Helena rang me up there. I didn't have a great view on it. It's exactly what you said. Because it's a female, it looks a bit rough and ready. But on the other hand, you know, these days, you just don't know who's going to attack you with something in their hand, whether it be acid or paint or even if somebody just threw water at you.
Well, he did say for a split second, genuinely, I was worried that she may have been armed.
Well, nowadays, the problem is, particularly after what Joe Brand said, you don't know what nutter's out there.
Well, for people who don't know, Joe Brand said, why waste a milkshake when you can use battery acid?
If I was at a meeting, if I was anyway important at all or going round as a politician, and somebody rushed at me, I mean, the fright I'd get would be just unbelievable. I mean, you remember your man Preston?
That's right, yeah.
He boxed the fella. The fella came out of nowhere and he put one on him.
Yeah. It is a human instinct when somebody does something to react, you know.
But that's the problem. He reacted. Yeah. Now, having said that, because he dragged her the whole length of the thing up and because it was female, I thought it looked a bit rough and ready. Having said that, you know, where do you draw the line?
Security were busy. People are saying, well, where was security?
Where was security?
Yeah, but hang on, there was about 10 other women and security were trying to deal with them. This one managed to escape a little bit further and, you know, go running up the room.
Well, there was a very interesting, when I saw it was on the BBC breakfast programme, I usually put it on in the morning, and Naga asked one of the protesters, she was saying, are we meant to believe that none of your protesters are ever going to carry anything dangerous?
Yeah.
Because your one was making it, this was a terrible attack on one of our protesters, and we are peaceful protesters. But this is down to the old thing again. I've been on your programme before, Noel. I'm not a great person when it comes to protests, because you always get one nutter who goes too far. We've had it before, and where people go to a protest and all of a sudden they see it as a chance to maybe attack somebody or kick the guards or something, and it's a very, very difficult situation. But
I think personally he acted in self defence,
what a thing to do in the heat of the moment. Today, Noel, after we've had this only in the last week where Joe Brand was summoned up, remember the police were going to interview her because they they were saying it could be inciting people to violence. And 5 minutes later, somebody's running down the passageway, getting at a group. You know, it's a frightening situation.
Okay, so you think he was right to act the way he did. And I'm looking here at the text coming in. Somebody says she was a small woman and he's a bully. Well, actually, she wasn't that small.
The only thing is, it looked bad because it was female.
Can we not leave that aside? Is it impossible in today's society? Because, of course, according to the feminists of this world, men and women are equal.
Well, did he have to drag her the length of the hall?
No, well, I think he did, because at that stage, there was no other security around. Now, I did see, as he got to the top of the table, which was, for those who haven't seen the video, was a good 100-metre run with her. Two women come over, obviously kind of, I don't know, they were looking after the guest list or whatever, and obviously wanted to take her off him. But at that stage, he was close to the door anyway, so he kind of went, oh, it's grand, I'll continue with this, and I'll get her right out the door.
I think you're going to get a lot of people arguing with you this afternoon.
No, I don't care. I mean, the thing about it is, if somebody is a threat...
I hope you're not working tonight, are
you? If somebody is a threat, it doesn't matter whether they're male or female. You have a perfect right to restrain people. No, he didn't hit her. He didn't punch her. He didn't kick her. He restrained her. If that was a security man that did that, I don't think people would have the same issue. It's because it's a politician.
Well, you've hit a topic, Niall, all it says. You're worth the admission money.
Then we'll stay there. Let me go to Niamh. Niamh, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Niamh?
Hiya.
Niamh, did you watch the video?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. I just think politician.
Oh, you can.
Human first. And he got a fright. He got an awful fright. And which one of us wouldn't do the same? She ran at him. As your previous caller said, like, after what Joe Brown said, nobody knows. Nobody knew what she was going to do. If it had been a security guard, they probably wouldn't have filmed it because, look, it's just a security guard.
Well, there was an extended version of the video going around which shows security. They have another woman in a kind of headlock, grappling with her. So there are other people stopping the protesters too, but he just happened to be the one that was filmed.
Look, in this day and age, nobody knows what somebody is planning on doing. Just because you're part of a peaceful protest, the people you're protesting against don't know who you are. And he just saw somebody running at him. And, people have been shot, people have been hurt, acid has been used. Things have gone really wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He got a fright. There was other people there. He was protecting people. I just find it hard to see what he did wrong, to be honest.
Do you accept his statement? He said it was a major security breach occurred at the dinner I attended last night. A large number of protesters suddenly stormed into the house, the Mansion House. In the confusion, many guests understandably felt threatened, and when one protester rushed past me towards the top table, I instinctively reacted that she could have been... I, for a split second, I genuinely was worried she may have been armed.
Yeah, it's really easy to look back on everything with the benefit of hindsight. That's brilliant, but in the spur of the moment when there's confusion, probably people were very scared. There was probably confusion going on, people, jumping up out of their seats, whatever, and he just reacted. And had it been something else, he'd be a hero today.
Imagine if she had a gun on her. He would be a hero.
If something had gone wrong, if she'd had acid, Joe Brandt decided that they all should do, or she'd had something...
I have no understanding, by the way, as to why Joe Brandt is still in a job after saying something like that, but however. Danny Baker was sacked for less, but how and ever,
It's just double standards. Sometimes if you agree with the moral majority, it's fine. You can stay in your job if you say something.
Yeah,
that people don't agree with your gun. He'll probably lose his job over this.
Oh, he probably will. He's all right. Well, he was suspended there about 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago.
Well, I suppose that could be a police thing. Perhaps they're looking in. Perhaps she's probably decided it's assault and has been charged.
And she's quite within her rights to take a case for assault against him. But in saying that, it's up to a judge then to decide whether he acted in the proper manner. And if I was a judge watching this video and the explanation given, I think I would decide that he acted instinctively and to protect other people.
I'd probably do them for breaking an entrance in a way. Because,
why don't they do what protesters normally do and protest outside with a load of, their crusty tree-hugging, posters?
Because that wouldn't get
the attention. Yeah, this got some headlines. Well, this is not good headlines. But is it? This is not good for climate change. Inverted commas. This is negative headlines. You know what I mean? Because people are just going.
It's not for them. It's not. I mean, this is part of their fight, and this is good headlines for people involved in protesting like this, because it means that they're to the forefront of the world press today. And they'll see him as the enemy, so if he loses his job, that's the victory.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, please, you can, guys. Let me just go to Billy as well. Billy, you're on Classic Hits. Billy, was it over the top?
Can hardly hear you, Niall. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Billy. Was it over the top?
It was, yeah, indeed, yeah. He's not a security guard. I don't know. He's the only one that jumped up. I know the present danger with ISIS and everything and all the attacks in London, but he should be sacked now, and he shouldn't be getting any wages. But more importantly and more worryingly, they shouldn't have been able to get into the hotel or wherever, and then there should have been...
But I watched the video of how they did it, and it was very... look, they were all wearing, you might have noticed, evening dresses. So right, they were wearing red evening dresses. That was the way they were kind of went in unnoticed. But yeah, as the doors opened to let some of their guests in, they ran. There was about 20 of them, and they ran.
Well, listen, he should be sacked, and whoever are the security should be sacked. I'm in the security game now. There should be no second chance. All the security should be sacked.
You're in security, Billy, yeah?
Yeah, all the security.
Okay,
okay,
you're in that situation.
Yeah.
There's important people in the room. There's MPs, Conservative Tories, politicians. Philip Hammond was there, you know. I mean, these are important people.
Of course they are.
And they are targets for individuals out there who don't like them and don't like their policies.
Exactly, so that's why I can't believe the security was
okay,
so bad.
Okay, so that's fine. I understand. Well, that's neither here nor there. The security was bad and they got in, right? Mm. So the point is, you're there at a long table, which is, and have you seen the video yet? And the long table is about, what, it was probably about, what, 30 metres long, 40 metres long?
Yeah.
And she's running at reasonably full speed.
Yeah.
Past you, and she's heading towards the top table where, you know, Philip Hammond is there, the Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Yeah.
And there are other people of notability, including himself, by the way. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and do nothing?
I tell you exactly what I do, Niall. I get her and pull her like a wheelbarrow. And I'd nearly throw her out.
But that's exactly... Well, what are you talking about?
No, but hang on.
We did.
Niall, I'm security. I've got a license to do that.
Ah, stop. That doesn't make it right.
It does, Niall.
No, there was no security man present. He had a decision to make. He made a decision.
No,
I'm going to protect people.
He's a member of the public. He assaulted the girl. He assaulted her.
Stop.
Security, Niall, is different.
Just because you have a badge on you.
No, I have a different remit, and I'm not licensed.
No, but just because you have a uniform and a badge, that makes a difference.
What would the police do if they had been there?
They would have done exactly the same thing.
Exactly. So
they would have pinned her up against a wall and brought her out, the frog master, out the door.
But the police are able to do that because they have.
No, that's not a reason.
It is, Niall.
Well, then I would hate to be in a situation where there was somebody around who, just because they don't have a uniform and a badge, they're not going to protect people.
So how come he's the only guy that jumped up then?
Because he was the only one seemingly brave enough to do it. I mean, Niamh, okay, well, let me ask Niamh. Niamh, I mean, there you go. Billy believes, because he's not a security man, not a police officer, he doesn't have a right to assault anybody.
Do we not all have a right to use reasonable force to protect yourself?
By law, we do. You do have a right to use reasonable force to protect yourself.
I just would hate, I mean, this woman was damn lucky she didn't do this in America. Can you imagine the outcome?
She would have been shot dead.
She would have been.
You know.
And at the end of the day, he just reacted and protected himself and probably those immediately around him. For all we know, friends and family. I don't know who was there belonging to him. And at the end of the day, I get what you're saying about security, but there was no security next to him to protect him.
That is crazy. Like Niall said, you have Philip Hammond, like, I know who he is. You have loads of MPs in the British Parliament there. Like, you should have loads of security outside the hotel. The dresses, you said they got in with their dread or even the dress.
I'm not disagreeing with that fact, but again, I asked you to watch the whole video of how they got in, right?
No.
Okay, and it would have been very difficult for them. They obviously got past some sort of cordon where they managed to get past, but they ran. There was about 20 of them. You're right, but they shouldn't have, but they did.
Yeah, but
and that's not Mark Field's fault.
Well, Niall, there needs to be a big... all that security that was involved last night, I wouldn't
absolutely
go without... They need to be sacked straight away on the spot.
I would completely agree with you. But again, that's not Mark Fall's fault. Or Mark Field's fault.
And there needs to be a review, Niall, because the MPs...
Leaving all that aside, I'm not disagreeing with all that. The security were crap. The police were crap. There needs to be a review of how they deal with these situations in the future. But on the night, at the moment, a woman is running past him towards the top table where Philip Hammond was as well, who's the Chancellor's checker. To most people, it doesn't matter who he is, right?
Yeah.
But he's important. That's all you need to know. And most of the people there are reasonably important in political terms, right? She's running past. And in the light of what we've seen recently with something as small as milkshakes, the people being shot at the side of the street because we don't agree with them, I mean, I think the man was perfectly within his right to pin her against the wall and take her out the door.
But Nigel Farage didn't pin the person that threw the milkshake over him, neither did Boris Johnson, you know, because they wouldn't be allowed to do it.
They had security around them, sadly, the security in the cabin.
Like, the only time I see someone was someone gave one of the politicians a box and he gave them a box back.
Well, there was one in Australia there recently where somebody smashed an egg on a fella's head, a politician, and he reacted badly. He grabbed the guy or punched him and punched him to the ground.
Yeah, well...
And I have no, absolutely. If you're willing to go over to a politician or take a chance and do something like that, you have to expect ramifications to it.
Fine. But I think he should be sacked, a man anyway. I think he should be sacked.
You're just saying it, are you?
What?
You're just saying you think he should be sacked.
No, that's my personal opinion. He should be sacked.
Mine, okay. Well, stay there. Let me go to David. David, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, David?
Good afternoon, Niall. Yeah. I personally think he went over the top. I seen the whole video. He grabbed the woman by the throat, pins her to the pillow.
He doesn't. If you watch it carefully, he puts his hand on her shoulder. A lot of people have said it looks like it's on her throat. He pushes her against the wall with her shoulder.
Throat.
Okay, well, you can argue that if you watch it. You take a better look at the video.
Then he grabs her arm, puts it behind her back.
Yep.
And then grabs the back of her neck.
No, he pulls her hand up over her neck, as you would do if you were a security man.
And grabbed her back of her neck with his other hand.
Yep.
And frog mars her out.
Yeah.
First off, he's not a security guard. Second of all, she was wearing a red dress with Greenpeace written on the front of it and holding pieces of paper.
Well, we don't know it. He didn't know what she had.
I knew what she had. I could see clearly what she had.
But that's because you're able to watch it in hindsight.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
He had a closer look than you had looking on the TV. He had a closer look because he was sitting next to her or standing next to her. He could see exactly what she was. Greenpeace thrown.
What was she running for? Why was she running towards the top table? What was she hoping to achieve?
Because the other side were getting stopped from being going around to. They were distributing.
She didn't look. She was distributing nothing. She was running.
She had the leaflets in her hands that they were trying to distribute onto the table.
She didn't look like she was distributing anything. She looked like she was heading towards the top table for some reason.
In that situation, and I seen a man attack a woman, I don't give a goddamn.
See what you've done now.
I would knock him out.
Yeah, but see, absolutely. But you see what you've done? You're distinguishing the fact that she's a woman. The point I made at the very start of the conversation: if we were talking today, and we were saying that this was a man that did this, it wouldn't even be in the news.
No, it would be.
No, it wouldn't. It's because it's a woman.
It was in the news when that Labour MP punched a man in the face after he got a punch.
Could you imagine?
Went into the news.
Okay, let's gender role reverse this. Let's say it was a man running down and it was a female politician that jumped up, pinned him up against the wall and dragged him out. Everybody would be cheering her on today saying what a great woman she was.
They probably would.
Yeah. Then where's the double standards then, Davis?
If the double standard is the society that we live in.
That's unacceptable.
It is. Well, it's acceptable.
It's not acceptable. It's unacceptable.
We have double standards in this country where you go into court.
Well, yeah, but double standards are not a good thing.
I know that, Davis.
Yeah, I accept there's double standards in society, but that's not a positive thing.
I've heard you on the radio. I've heard you talking on television. The double standards in the justice system we have in this country is when the man and the woman break up, the man is the one. 99% out of 100, he leaves.
That's it. Yeah, and I agree with you. There's a dreadful double standard when it comes to men and women, when it comes to divorce and separation, but that's not a positive thing. It's something we need to change. Double standards in society need to change. And that's not my decision. That's the decision of women of this world who want equality. So I'm asking you a question. If that was a woman sitting down and a man ran past her and she jumped up, pinned him up against the wall and frog marched him out the door, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
No,
we'd be having a conversation
having
about how great she was.
10,000 women cheering her on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I agree with you 100%.
Well, then why are we having a conversation saying he should be sacked? We should be all giving him a round of applause and saying, well done to you.
You did a great job.
She could have put people's lives in danger.
She could have, but she didn't.
Well, hang on, Niamh. Are you making any sense of this?
Look, I just don't think
Hang on, Davis. Sorry, go ahead.
All right.
Niamh.
As much as perhaps he didn't have any right to put his hands on her,
he didn't.
She also has no right to run in there and scare people.
Well, sure, but that's where security has failed badly, and that's...
Yeah,
and you can't keep saying that.
That's a different issue.
Oh, this is, but it's actually a bigger issue than the assault.
Absolutely, but don't keep bringing it up, Billy, because...
Don't
keep bringing it up. It happened.
Well, you could have 20, 30 MPs dead today. Like, how could you not bring it up?
Well, what I'm saying to you is, I am not disagreeing with you. It's a bigger issue, right? It happened.
Right.
They got in... And they got past security.
And
for
if
some
there
reason.
Had been a man that done a Niall, and he's done the same to the man, I'd still say that he should be sacked. It's assault. That person only wanted to get up on that stage just to disrupt the meeting and get the message across.
And you think that's okay?
No intention of violence.
And we don't know what her intention was.
But he chose to be violent first towards her, which is called assault. When you lay your hand in the slightest on anyone, it's assault. And he assaulted her. And if it was a man, I'd call for his head as well. It was assault, plain and simple. End of case.
I'd hate to be before Billy if he was a judge, Niamh.
Well, it is assault.
End of case. Boom. There was the hammer.
Go ahead, Niamh. The point is, Billy has a point. It can be seen as assault. And if you look at that video, yeah, I mean, he was quite rough with her. And that's completely true. But just because somebody puts on a Greenpeace t-shirt, you don't know who that they're from Greenpeace. In this climate, all I'm saying is he reacted in a human way. He has made a mistake, a grave mistake, that he will probably pay for with his job.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there for a second, please, if you can. David, Niamh, Billy, I want to come to Jake after the break as well. And somebody says, Niall, isn't it ironic that we have one woman defending a man and two men condemning a man for an action that most of us probably should do if we believe people were in danger? The person says, I have to change the radio station. I can't listen to these two blokes anymore. Two bloody assholes. Oh, my. Billy is contradicting himself. He's just said we could have had 30 MPs dead today, yet he's saying the man should be sacked, says Jason. You got a good point there, actually. He did say that. Another person said, if it was a male protester, Niall, it would be in the news. It would be just the fact that the politician would not have been suspended at all. No, well, I said if you actually roll reverse, if you had a female politician attack a male protester in that fashion during that particular situation, she would be lauded as some sort of hero today. Okay, keep texting. The number is 087-188-0008. If you've seen the video going around of this woman running down the aisle of this black tie event in Mark Field, a Conservative politician, pins her against the wall and frog marches her out the door with his hand on the back of her neck and his hand on the back of her arm behind her back like a security man would do. Did he do the right thing? He's just been suspended for it. Jake, how you doing?
Hello, Niall. Hello.
Good, Jake. Nice to talk to you live from Liverpool.
Yeah, just outside Liverpool, but close enough.
Yeah, well, here you go. One of your politicians did this. What do you think?
I think he was right to. Look, theoretically, it wasn't his job, it wasn't his duty to do it, but as you say, security failed, they were dealing with other people, I understand that. But when someone gets in, like, someone's got to step up. If it wasn't him, I'm sure it would have been someone else down the table. He just took that role on and did what he had to do, really.
Well, he was quite close to the end of the table. There was a long table of maybe 100 people, and he was quite close to the end of the table. Her next stop was the top table.
Yeah.
Where Philip Hammond would have been, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. And as you say, you don't know if she was armed or not, but let's just, she wasn't armed, and let's just take into account that for a second. What did she think they were going to do? Did she think they were just going to sit there and listen to a, 5-10 minute speech about how we're, whatever, ruining the planet or whatever, and they'd all sit there and listen? I don't know what she was trying to achieve. She knew she was going to get kicked out. So what's the point? That's my question.
Yeah, and she wasn't going to go out willingly. As none of them, if you watch the extended version of the video, there's a lot of protesters. None of them are going out willingly. They were all jostled out the door. So she clearly wasn't going willingly. So what other option did he have? And would you agree with what he said? He said, in the confusion, many guests understandably felt threatened. And when one protester rushed past me at the top table, I instinctively reacted. There was no security present. For a split second, I genuinely was worried that she may have been armed.
Well, that's the thing. It is a split second thing. It's the heat of the moment. It's either you react or you don't. It's one of those things. You react, you explain later. It's an instinctive thing.
Billy, I'm just looking here. He also did say this morning, I deeply regret this episode and unreservedly apologise to the lady concerned for grabbing her, but in the current climate, I felt I needed to act decisively to close down at the threat for the safety of the others present. What do you mean,
I know there's been loads of incidents where people have broken security and went towards politicians and faced them face to face, and they haven't been assaulted. You know, it was assault, now pure and simple. Like,
okay,
I know the danger. I know the danger. And I, the texter that says that I'm what's
called. It's up to a judge to decide whether it's assault or not.
I tripped myself up. I didn't trip myself up. I says that there could be 20 people dead.
No, I think he was having a go at you because I said you had a badge.
Yeah, but don't mind whoever that.
He said you said, "Well, who do you think you are, Dirty Harry?"
I'm a security guard with different powers than the public have. Yeah.
So if you saw a man running in, I don't know where you work, Billy, right, as a security man, but just let's say you worked in a shopping centre, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you saw a man running in who you thought was suspicious, or thought he ran in a kind of aggressive manner,
yeah,
right? And you thought, something's going on here. What would you do? Would you just let him run past you?
No, I'd radio for me help, and we'd go straight and we'd meet him head on.
You'd meet him. So he's not stopping willingly. So what are you going to do?
Well, then we'd stop him. I'd just put my whole body frame in front of him. Believe me, he'd stop. And so
you'd put your body frame in front of him?
Yeah. And then if he...
You wouldn't grab hold of him, no?
I'd wait to see, has he gone anything soon?
Ah, stop. Billy, no, you wouldn't.
I'd
make a split-second decision.
No,
if I was a security man and I saw somebody running into a shopping centre in an aggressive manner, for example, as a security man, I could tell you now, he'd be rugby-tackled to the ground.
Yeah, but no, I'd stop him, and then I'd... and if he was trying to push by me, I would say, listen, what's the problem?
What's the problem? What's the problem?
I'd have to rugby-tackle him to the ground until he's done something.
Oh, all right, okay.
You know?
All right, okay. Let me just go to Paul. Paul, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Paul?
Niall, I was in great form up until about 20 minutes ago. listening to Buck and Billy there. My God, you have a badge. My unit is getting very steamy at the moment, I have to say. Violent.
Yeah.
I watched the video. The guy did I think fair play to him. He's an absolute hero for doing it. Putting himself in between what he perceived at the time as a dangerous situation. He stood there. He did nothing wrong. He did nothing worse than any bouncer. And I've done doors for years, and you've met me, Noel. I'm not a small bloke. Bouncers around Dublin have got people out of pubs with a lot more force than what that man restrained, how he restrained her. Fair play to him for doing it. Because in the heat of the moment, I don't know how he didn't flatten her.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she was carrying pamphlets, you're seeing somebody running at you with something in their hand. You don't know if it's pamphlets or if it's
only a second to make a decision.
Or urine or something. You make a split second decision. And he made that decision, and I think he handled it very, very well. I mean, he could have been a lot more aggressive. And
he could have punched her.
He could have. I mean, if somebody ran at her,
he could have grappled her to the ground, which he didn't do.
Or he could have put his whole body frame in front of him.
As Billy would do.
Yeah, and radioed for his mate. I'd say, Billy, I wouldn't let Billy be in charge of a mother care. For God's sake. I mean, this is one of these lads. He's not a little guy. I have a badge as well, now. I got it in the scouts when I was 7. You know, we all have badges. But as Billy said there as well, he has more powers than anyone else. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have any more powers than anyone else can do. The only thing he can do is, if he catches somebody, is you can use...
Well, he doesn't have a license to do it. Yeah.
No, you don't have a license.
You have no more right to attack somebody or assault somebody or restrain somebody than anybody, any member of the public.
The only power he has, what we all have, is the power of citizens arrest.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult to prove.
But absolutely have a right under the law to restrain somebody and remove somebody if you believe they're
exactly
a threat.
I mean, in the way Billy's thinking there, I don't understand it. If he was walking down the street and he's not on duty and he's a member of the public, he's not a security guard, and he sees two people beating the daylights out of each other, one fella beating the daylights out of another guy, he wouldn't get involved in case he got charged with assault. That's called a coward in my book.
You can respond to that, Billy, if you like.
I'm not responding. I let him do all the talking.
Yeah, because you know I'm right, Billy.
Yeah,
you wouldn't believe that. You've got the little badge and you've got the clip on.
If you're so right, then why was... Niall, if he's so right and everybody's so right, why was the MP suspended?
Because of public outrage.
Exactly, public outrage. So then...
But public outrage comes in many forms. Hang on. Public outrage, for example, you can have 100 people making a lot of noise, and that's what, in this particular case, it seems to be, and that's enough to get somebody fired or sacked nowadays.
Right,
it doesn't matter that everybody else agrees.
All the people that you protected, why don't they stand up and say you shouldn't be suspended?
Two of them did.
Sorry?
They did. Some of them did.
Some of them?
Yeah, I mean, a woman did as well, by the way, Dawn Butler.
Mm.
You know, or not sure. So she had a go on him. Peter Bottomley said he intervened. I congratulate him. I would have done exactly the same, although she may have been harmless, others wouldn't be.
Lovely.
But Niall, I mean, you look at this guy and you stand up, if you stand up with him, you're going to be the next target of these groups because they'll just go for anyone that can get it. I mean, the guy just stood up for what he thought was right. I think he did a brilliant job. And I'm sure...
Well, the point I made earlier on, Paul, if this was role reversal and that was a woman who stopped a man and pinned him up against the wall and frogged marched him out the door, she would be all cheering today.
She'd be having braids and the feminists would be out getting their tattoos. And, you know what I mean?
They'd be all getting getting badges with her face on it. And,
yeah,
she'd be a hero.
It's totally... I mean, as you said earlier on, and it's another thing that you should do a show on it one night, I'm sure you have before, the way men are treated in society and by the law in this country, and it's compared to men or women. Men are just forgotten, women are believed.
All right, let me go to Joan. Joan, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing,
Joan? Hello, Niall. How are you?
Joan, it's been a while. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
I am great form. I've been away. I've been doing a couple of documentaries on many different things. So
good for you.
I missed your show, but I'm back again and raring to go.
So, Joan, did you watch the video?
No, I didn't. I don't need to watch it. Common sense prevails. The chap should not be fired. Will I tell you, Niall, people have short memories. First of all, everyone that presents themselves in a threatening fashion has to be restrained. And women today are as dangerous as men. And have people got short memories? Do you not remember the Regency Hotel? The druggy, very dangrous guy with a gun.
Dressed up as a woman.
And we don't know today who's a woman, and with the new gender...
Joan, for a bit of common sense here, huh?
Yes, and I tell you something, with the new gender condition regarding schools and everything that you're up to date on, we don't know who's a woman. If Mrs. Brown ran up there on her rickety feet, they'd have thought it was an old elderly woman, right?
Right.
Now, the other point I want to make is...
You're on fire today, Joan.
I'm on fire. I'm making up for lost time.
Yeah.
Now, wait till I tell you now. The situation today with the children having to understand at 5 years of age with all this new gender condition...
I don't have time for all that now, Joan. I have three minutes before the news. Stick to the topic.
He was suspended, Joan.
He was suspended.
No, what? No, this is relevant to what we're talking about.
All right, go on.
That attitude would suggest to me that in the years to come, the school children who are out protesting today, right, will need to know there's a fine line you don't go beyond.
Yes.
And I can see the children, happy faces, while they put their sweet bag, God love them, they were doing their best on the street, but the next week we were picking up papers from all sorts of shows. Now,
the advice I would give any protesters, protest peacefully, don't obstruct other people.
Exactly.
And don't make yourself look like you're some sort of threat.
And wait till I tell you, in the Dáil, even in the last number of weeks, the number of guys, do you remember? The number of party members, the other political parties, they jumped over chairs and tables. Sure, anybody could have got
in
there.
I mean, you imagine if a woman ran into the Dáil and headed towards the Ceann Comhairle or towards Leo Varadkar, and the rest of them just all sat by idly. Of course they wouldn't. I would hope they wouldn't.
The guy can't win. The guy that's been fired should not have been fired, but we'll wait and see.
Let's set up a campaign. Let's set up a hashtag.
And the people that are screaming and shouting, wait till I tell you, I'm afraid I'm not a feminist. I'm for all good living people, fair people, but women today are equally dangerous, be they dressed in their normal clothes or not.
All right, well, stay there, please. Let me go to Frank. You're on Classic Hits. How are you, Frank?
How are you, Noah?
Good. Jeepers, Frank, you sound a bit down today. Joan is on fire here.
She
should have livened you up a little bit.
So for the GI.
I've 2 minutes, Frank. Do your suffering jays in 2 minutes.
Joan, go back to the documentaries, will you?
Oh, you come over the mountains. You haven't gone over them yet.
As for Billy, Noel, we finally found someone that would bat our Chuck Norris.
Come here, Niall.
Okay, yeah, no. Niall. Well, hang on. Go on, I've only got a minute left, Frank. Will you make it quick? Should he be suspended?
He should be suspended for an hour.
For an hour.
But I mean, come on, everyone's jumping there now. The threat.
No, but fairness, Joan is defending him.
Well, how is Billy having a go?
Your auntie had balls to be your uncle.
Hold on. Billy, what were you having an excuse Frank to go with me when I'm saying exactly what you're thinking in that dumb head of yours at the moment?
John, I just said go back to making the documentaries, like, in fairness. I wasn't really, like, lambasting.
Well, you know something? Would you become real for a minute and would you repeat, if you can remember that far, 2 minutes ago what I said, Niall?
Yeah, she defended him. She defended him, Frank.
What did I say? Did women were...
Women were... She said, actually, women were becoming just as aggressive as men.
Not defending them, Niall. And I think the chap is watching too much James Bond movies. That girl was doing no harm.
Do you know, Billy, your sense of humour...
No, Frank is his name.
...even caused me a minute's notice. If you were in the Regency Hotel some months back, and your man came in, would you be saying the same thing if your family missed...
Frank, you were there. Let's say you were there, Frank, right? You were the MP.
In the Regency, that guy tarted up in the Regency, John. No more look like a woman now than I would.
Okay, but let's leave the Regency out for the moment. But I get the point that Joan is making, which is a very good point, to be honest with you. But Frank, in relation to men and women and what difference does it make who the protester was, male or female? Frank, so here's a woman running up. You've got the Chancellor of the Exchequer at the next table. You've got a lot of important people there. He made a split decision. He said himself he didn't know whether she was armed or not. What would you have done? Just let her run past you?
Nothing. Yeah. It's not my job. I'm not a security man.
Stop, Frank, will you?
Will you go away?
I never took you for a wuss, Frank.
You have the wool gone bleeding mad, Noel. Now, come on.
I never, in all my wildest dreams, Frank, in all our conversations, I never believed for a minute you were a wuss.
In protest, Noel.
What?
So many people are attacked or killed or murdered in protest.
Loads.
When? Name
the hold on. There's loads of people. There's a very sad story. 2.5 I was 3 years ago during the first referendum in Britain for Brexit. There was a female politician shot at the side of the road by somebody who didn't agree with her.
3 years ago,
Lord. Yeah, it doesn't matter. People are having milkshakes and all sorts of carry on thrown at them at the moment. Somebody suggested during the week they replace the milkshakes with battery acid. You don't know what people are going to do.
Give it, please. No, but it's like Dublin Fire Brigade, Noel. If there's a little bleeding tip somewhere, half the city's closed for fuck's sake. I like something out of a backdrop.
Niall.
You'll give it over, would you?
Niall.
Yes, sorry, Joan. Final word, Joan. I have to go to news. Go on, final word.
He must be going for an interview to be a comedian.
Joan, can I start in your documentaries with you?
Oh, you can. I'll give you a good part,
What's it about?
That would be telling.
All right, thanks very much, both of you.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.